Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
At a time when so much divides us, a common enemy, cancer, unites us. As Champion the Cure Challenge is coming very soon. From Russell Johnson, Bo Payne, Brett Baber in Spacious Studio 7A, and at your invitation, our very good friend Jenny Lloyd of Northern Light Philanthropy and Champion the Cure Challenge is on the line to talk with us about this important event coming soon to our state. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Brett, what makes you such a passionate supporter of this event?
Well, the Champion the Cure Challenge has been really near and dear to my heart since 2013. In 2013, my mother and my former business partner, law partner Sam Lanham, both died from cancer. And that motivated my law firm to be a major sponsor of the Champion the Cure Challenge. And then last year, as the audience knows, I had my own experience with cancer, and fortunately it was successfully treated at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center by a wonderful surgeon, Dr. Maxine Miller, and I've been receiving follow-up care of the very light variety. Fortunately, I haven't had to go through any chemo or radiation, but it just reinvigorated my commitment to fighting cancer as best we can here locally, and that's all done through the Champion the Cure Challenge, the major fundraising event.
Jenny, Champion the Cure Challenge, we know, is greater than the sum of its parts, but there are some listening who have never heard of this event. Remind them or inform them.
Sure. Oh, happy to share. Champion the Cure Challenge exists to support patient care, assistance, and research right here at home to ensure that everyone that's affected by cancer has world-class care, preventing them from having to take endless trips that otherwise would force them to leave the state for the same kind of care that they can find in their backyard.
What do people do to support Champion the Cure Challenge? I'll stick with you, Jenny, for those that don't know, because you can do more than just come and ride a bike or walk or run.
Absolutely. We'd love to have cyclists. More cyclists, better. If you're a cyclist and you're listening, this is the ride for you. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But the challenge came together because we chose to not discriminate. This is not a ribbon-specific event. This is for anyone that's been affected by cancer. The patient, the families, the caregivers, they all come together to honor the fact that this disease is harming our community in a very tangible way, and that we have the power to make a tangible difference with every dollar raised here staying here. So it's just simple. You go to our website, which we'll tell you about soon, and you can choose to participate on August 15th. You can choose to walk, ride, or run if you'd like. And then we also have other events the Sunday after. There's a car show and a motorcycle ride. And then on September 12th, we offer you a paddle on the Penobscot right by Mason's that hosts a pizza party for everyone. And if you can't do any of that, pick your own thing and tell us about it. Steve Cole loves to go out fishing, so he does a fishing derby every year. If you've got something else, you can do that too, or you can just support someone or just give us a gift. Any way you choose to help is going to make a difference in the lives of those in our community who hear the dreaded words, you have cancer.
Telling us of the upcoming Champion the Cure Challenge, Jenny Lloyd and Brett Baber in our studio. Brett, what event do you take part in?
Well, in the past, I've done the 5K run. 2014, I did the 25-mile bike ride out to Bradley and back. It's a lovely Maine rural scenery, a relatively flat course. I note they have bike rides from 12 miles to 100 miles. And this year, just to basically show cancer, I've got it. I've got the upper hand for now. I'm hoping to do the 5K again. I've challenged some of my colleagues to see if they can beat me to the finish line, so to speak. It is not a timed event. I want to emphasize that.
Amen.
It's not a race. This is really a celebration of life, and that's why I want to do the 5K, because it's been 11 years since I've done this 5K, and I'm gonna complete it.
Before I pivot to another question about volunteers, to Jenny, I want to ask, Brett, if someone wants to maybe sponsor you and your work, how do we do that?
Sure. Yeah, if you're a fan of Legal Briefs, you've appreciated that show over the years, or just my own personal situation, I'd appreciate donations of all sizes. You go to the you Google the Champion the Cure Challenge 2026, go to the homepage, and you'll see a donate tab. You can click on the donate tab, and then just in the search area, you can enter my name or anybody else's name that you understand is participating. Enter my name, and you'll be go down through the pages to make a donation, again, of any size. I welcome donations of any size. So far, I've had over 22 donors. We've raised over $5,000 so far, and hope to make a much bigger contribution.
Jenny just got a text message a moment ago from a friend of our program. His name is Phil Getchell, and he reminds us, yes, CTC is coming. Thanks for announcing this. And he writes, this will be my 13th or 14th year volunteering. He's been doing it so long, he doesn't even recall the number. He says, see you all there. Volunteers help make Champion the Cure Challenge the success that it is, Jenny.
They absolutely do. And Phil is our volunteer of the year, one of our many honorees that we like to bring to the fore to let the community know who is making this happen, who is furthering the care that they are able to receive right in their backyard. Champion the Cure Challenge has done so much over the years. It's improved technology with a new linear accelerator, added hair preservation to the offerings for our patients, provided for food assistance, patient assistance in terms of transportation and lodging, and liquid nutrition, and a whole lot more. I mean, the list is long. We could talk about that for an entire segment. So if you wonder what your money will do, well, it'll stay right here. It'll make sure that the care is improved. If you can get better, I don't know how you can, because you mentioned Dr. Maxine Miller. She is just an incredible human being, one of my favorites, and I have many at Northern Light Cancer Care and Eastern Maine Medical Center. So we are very fortunate, and I really hope that you'll choose to dedicate a day. Come on out for a couple hours. See what we're all talking about. It's been going on now for 16 years. And if you've missed it, you're missing out on a heck of a lot, because families who have been affected by cancer benefit from you showing up for them. Because if it's not you today or someone that you've loved, it may be tomorrow, and you'll be glad that you invested the time and the effort to support those facing this disease.
Jenny, for those that don't know, you have a passion for this because you were once a patient.
Indeed. I was served for my cancer care many moons ago when the care was delivered in the basement of Eastern Maine Medical Center, top quality care that I attribute to saving my life. Dr. Merrill Garrett was my oncologist then, and had she not been involved in my care, I likely would not be speaking with you. She instigated the type of treatment that is now standard of care. It was not then. And it's a targeted therapy, which is why we're so passionate about research. And thanks to the very generous donation of Jim Jarrow, I'm sure you've all seen the headlines about our $10 million investment in the Jim and Kathy Jarrow Center for Genomics and Advanced Therapies. Yeah. It'll be a terrific complement to the work that Champion the Cure Challenge does to ensure that patients can get to care. So if we have those advanced treatments, they're available to them, because let's remember, where are our patients coming from? Well, they're coming as far as Aroostook County and as far east as Washington County and all points in between. We serve an area that's probably as large as the state of Rhode Island. So when patients have to travel 2 hours or more to get to us, we need to make sure that they can make it. And especially when you're living that far and treatment is often, and sometimes it takes a long time. Mine was a year and a half of my life showing up. And, you know, that's a lot of gas when you're not right around the corner. So if you can imagine for yourself what it's like to be in that devastating place, facing all of the anxiety that cancer provokes in your mind, heart, and body, please show up. Please show up by giving a gift or joining us in August, because we need everyone to care about this cause.
And I said a moment ago, it's greater than the sum of its parts. You get that many people all gathered, all for the same cause. It not only supports the entity, which is cancer care, it also supports the community. It builds us up.
Yes, this is a great community event.
That was the longest pause for any response I think we've ever had. Is his microphone dead? What's happening?
I didn't hear the question mark.
Well, no, I said it was a statement there that I wanted to get the reaction to, counselor.
Yeah. Spot on. Profound in many levels, which is another reason I was just sort of speechless, because it is such a wonderful community event. Are there thousands of people? Thousands is, on site. It's not just, celebrating the runners and the walkers and the bike riders going out, coming back. There's, festivities going on. There's music. There's other activities. There's food for the participants. Just a great event. So come join us. You can obtain signage to remember somebody in your family that's gone through the ordeal of cancer. Come remember your loved ones. Show them that you're still caring for them. Show that, your friends and neighbors that you detest cancer, along with those of us that have experienced it in our lives. Mm-hmm. And just come out and join that wonderful community event.
With a pause so pregnant, it might be suffering Braxton Hicks. Brett Baber in our studio. And Jenny Lloyd. Jenny, you get the last word to remind us where to go online to support Champion the Cure.
You can visit ctcchallenge.org to find more information, sign up, donate, and give.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.